Good morning, folks, and welcome to each and every one this morning. We do hope that you had a good, safe, and joyful Thanksgiving. You look like that you're stuffed, and you're looking good. So good to be here, so good to be with you people, and so good to have you to be a part of this church family, and we welcome you as we come together this morning to praise God, to give Him thanks. God is so good, and He just day by day and week after week, He continues to keep blessing us as He does. And so He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our time. And we thank you for being here and being a part of the worship service. Share from Psalms 107, a few verses, reads like this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way, and they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distress. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to all the children of men. And we're here this morning to give praise and honor to Him who does wonderful things to His people here at Porter, for His people here at Porter.
For a hymn of worship this morning, using number 124 in first and fourth verse, and Benny will have the prayer. It's all fair.
Angels from the realms of glory bring their flight o'er all the earth. You'll do same creation story, now proclaim the Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the
God, our Heavenly Father, as we come to you here this morning, we're so thankful, dear God, for the church family that's gathered here. We know, Heavenly Father, they've come because they love you, become because we have received from your hand of love such wonderful things this past week, provided so well for us, and Heavenly Father, we thank you for that. So please, Heavenly Father, take just our presence here, take it to be thanksgiving. We want to honor you for your goodness and your mercy that you have toward us. We thank you, dear God, for the good people that make up the church family here. We're so thankful, Heavenly Father, that you've blessed their lives. And we look around and see each one and how that you've dealt with us individually and our different needs, our health issues and whatever it might be that we need. And it's so wonderful to have a God that blesses His people like that. Thank you for it. So, Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we're very knowledgeable of that you've done for man what man could not do for himself. And you've given us great hope through the Lord Jesus Christ. You've given us strength through the Holy Spirit to live day by day and help us all, Heavenly Father, to be prepared for that time when the Lord Jesus will come once again to take His home, to be home to be with you, dear God. So now, Heavenly Father, once again we ask, take our songs, take our praise, take it to be praised to you and honor you and your Son Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Now for communion hymn, using number 378, sing that. First and last verse.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever grow trust Him in His presence daily.
Great Lord above, we want to meet at your table this morning with grateful hearts. We ask, Lord, that you please help us to remember that the juice stands for the blood that Jesus spilled on the cross. Help us to remember that the bread is his broken body that he sacrificed for us. Lord, we ask that you please help us to bring our hearts together. Let us remember this great thing that you've done for us. Help us to do it in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this beautiful day and being in the house and for many blessings you bestow upon us. As we go back and forth and do this, it's a blessing both the gift and the giver. We pray to be useful and better thy kingdom. Be with each and every one here this morning that may be blessed because today you're in the house of the Lord. Do as many as brings the morning's message and forgive us when we fail thee. These words of blessing.
Before I get into the announcements, let me share this thought and thank you. And let me say also before I get into this, because somebody might take it the wrong way. In some way, a long time back, I made a statement here that if I mention some political name from up here, it's not that I am promoting that. And I'm not doing that. Sometimes I'll do that because I think it's God is doing something through and with that person. Now, saying that, if you'll remember, some time back I asked you to pray against the drug lords. Remember that? How many of you have been doing that? Praise the Lord. Now, if you've noticed, in recent weeks and months, there has been several tremendous catches. They had a big ship, had a tremendous amount of cocaine on it. There was another truckload here a while back that was that the authorities got. So there's been since we have entered into that, and with many other people that are doing that, there has been several. I had a log here. I took it and I thought I had it this morning with me, and I didn't pick it up. I'm logging some of that that's taking place. I think that's the answer to our prayers. This week, if you notice, and I had that and I draw it out and didn't bring it, that President Trump, I see, not political, but just used his name there. He has been talking with the people in Mexico, and you'll see where he made this statement that he has been talking to the people in Mexico, wants them to join forces with us to get rid of the cartel, the drug cartel. And they are a little bit objective to doing that. So he says he's going after them anyhow. So I have to say, studying from the Old Testament, God uses people, whoever they might be, to work out good things for his people. And you can call the president whatever you want to. And I'm saying, please, don't say you doing that politicalized. But I can see God using an evil person, a wicked person, to bring about some good for his people. And so the only thing I'm saying, if that takes place, praise God. My praise is to God, not to President Trump. My praise is to God to seeing all these things take place. And if you've been watching some of that, and you might not be familiar with that, it might not be on your mind as it is on my mind, because every time I see that, I'm alerted to that. I mean, it jumps out at me when I see when the authorities takes down a big load of that stuff or whatever. Now, I don't know whether you realize it or not, but this doesn't come from the political line, but it is said that it's costing us over 100,000 lives due to the fact of overdosing and so forth. Folks, that's serious business. And you know what the biggest percent of that is? Our young people. And so keep on praying. Keep on praying. God, use anybody that you can to wipe that out, that it won't take the lives of our young, innocent people that are caught up into it. So I praise God for what he's doing in that. We just wanted to share with you, if you haven't been watching that, there has been some really successful operations taking place to get rid of that stuff. Okay. Thank you for that. This week is our Fun Food Fellowship night, Friday night, so we hope you will be able to be here. Always a good time. I assume that will be our time that we decorate the house. Amen. Okay. So, Frank, remember that Frank, he gets down on the floor and gets all them electrical things hooked up there. And so it's going to be decorating time. So not only are we going to have a time of fellowship and good food, we're going to decorate the house for the holiday season. So Friday night will be a special night for us. Be here. Kim Davis has a birthday this week.
That night. That's our party time. That night.
Oh.
Party.
You think we'll have a special cake?
I don't know. If you're real good, you might get a piece if there is one.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll figure out something for that. Okay. We've been dismissing our Bible study for the last several weeks because of illnesses and because of people not being able to be here. We're about in the same shape. Next week we won't be able to do that.
The week after.
For the next couple of weeks, I guess we just kind of knock it off again. Next Sunday afternoon, 3:00, Stamping Ground Christian Church, His Majesty Messengers Community Choir will be presenting a Christmas musical, and you're invited to that, 3:00, next Sunday afternoon. Okay, anything else taking place? I missed out here this morning. All right. Once again, it's so good to see you here, and look around, and there's a few missing this morning. I don't know, Ron, whether you noticed coming out up the interstate. Boy, the traffic was moving today, wasn't it? I mean, I never seen so much going both ways. people are really moving. So people are visiting, and probably some of the folks that are absent here this morning are visiting with family. And so it's just been a great week, and I hope you had a great week and so forth. But also, as we look at our prayer list, we see we have several missing here. I meant to call Vernon yesterday, and I didn't, and he's not doing well. And Doodle, you doing okay? I didn't get to talk to you, and things are working out all right, and you're following the doctor's advice all right, and behave yourself, and that's great. Ron says he's doing good, and that's great. We're just so thankful that things are working out for our people and so forth, but still we have some absent. We have a great number of people on our prayer list. Pauline's not able to be with us this morning here, and several others are absent here. Okay. Yeah. All right. Keep sharing with us what's going on, but keep abreast of who's here and who's not and what's going on, and be praying for each other, our different needs, we all have different things happening to in our lives. And so try to be acquainted with that. Try to do what you can to encourage and to help anybody that you can. I assume that Jane Swin's still in the hospital.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's...
Okay, not doing well.
She's on a ventilator.
Okay.
Ventilator and...
All right. We've had her on our prayer list, and that lady's had a tough time in the last month or so, and so special prayer for them. Who else do we have here? Oh, okay, certainly... Okay, I was going to ask you where Debbie was this morning.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, okay. But he was back in the emergency room Thanksgiving night.
Let's just pray for Debbie also, and the whole family. Debbie's not here, but Debbie's going through quite a time with her family, and many of us know about it and so forth, and know what's taking place. And so it's a pretty tough time, and this new baby they have, grandchild, it's not well at all, and a terrible time with that. And so you just can't hardly probably imagine the things that they're going through. So be in prayer for them, if you will, please. I don't know what we could do other than pray for them. And if somebody comes up with something that we could help them with, why, please let us know, and we will try to do that. Likewise, other folks that we have on our prayer list and other people of the community, if there's some people in need of something that you know of and not able to do and have or what, well, if you will talk to us and tell us and share that with us, we'll do more than pray for them. We'll try to do something to help them out, to relieve them of something or whatever. So continue to keep your prayer list before you. Our service people always keep on prayer. And again, our the people who lead, the people who are in the positions to do things right and good and proper, and pray for our nation that we could have unity, that we could certainly come together. And we talked about Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful that, I was worried. Concerned over the Thanksgiving holidays. I feared a little bit, put it that way, that something might rise up and you know, something like they have when we've had in the past, that some terrorist had blow something up and damage a lot of people. I don't think they did. As far as I know, I didn't hear any. And that's really great. And so we were seeing a little bit of that lesser than what we have. So praise the Lord for that. And maybe the people are getting the things back together here a little bit, that we can have a better unity, that we can have peace, that we don't have all this terroristic thing that destroys innocent lives. So pray against that. And those folks that are in the care homes and rest homes, we know that this last week was hard on them, because they used to be with family and they wasn't. So that's tough times for them, period. Pray for them. We're so glad that Omer got to go to Mike and Donna, and Omer went down to his sisters, and we're thankful for that. you know, and thankful that you people got to spend time with your family. And so God is good, and yet we've got a lot of things that we're faced with and a lot of things we need to pray about, and God is good. God is blessing, and you people are doing great things, and just doing things. You're a hand of God, so to speak, and helping people and so forth, and that's so wonderful.
Virgil's not here again today.
Who?
Virgil.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention Virgil. Talked to Virgil Thursday, and Virgil got the shot Tuesday, and it hasn't done its job yet. And so he said the doctor said it might take up to a week before it really takes hold, but boy, that's a long while to suffer from that. But let's just pray for Virgil also. As we were talking with, when I was talking to him, we just wanted to pray together that this thing will take hold and that it'll be good, that he won't have to have an operation. So yes, thank you. There, I had him on my mind. So much to be thankful for, yet a lot of needs in people's lives. But isn't it good to see how God is working in people's lives? And, you know, times are tough. We go through some hard times, but isn't it wonderful to know that we can rely upon God bringing us through those things? Let us praise him for it. Let him go to him in prayer.
For prayer, him, we use number 128, first and last verse. I'll have the prayer. This all stand. Thank you again for another opportunity granted us together in your house on the Lord's Day. Be with us now as we go through the further exercises of service. Be with the ones on the prayer list, stepping back to normal health again. Be with Virgil and them in their sickness. Give them the quick return so they can be back to church. Go with us now to the further exercises of service. Guide, guard, and direct us. And save us in the end. Our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Invitation hymn by name number 351. 351.
So it's December. So that means it's Christmas music time. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and never pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. And fall on your knees, oh, and hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Joy and grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise His holy name, and fall on your knees, oh, and hear the angel voice.
Thank you, Sierra. Very pretty. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanksgiving week, and last week we had a Thanksgiving sermon, so to speak, or message, or I tried to encourage you with Thanksgiving. And this is not so much the Thanksgiving, but for us personally, Ephesians 5 and 20 reads, you know, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Thanksgiving certainly is something more than a certain Thursday in November of the year. Yet I'm so thankful that we do have this national holiday. I'm sure you are too. That it draws our attention to giving thanks. But I think that we ought to live our thanks. And I want to share with you the thought of living thanks. Yea, we need to give thanks. We need to live our thanks. And so Thanksgiving should be a daily thing for us, prayer-wise. And I'm so thankful for the prayer people here. And as I send out from time to time, I hear of something taking place, and we have several people on a list that I have that are prayer partners. And I'm so thankful that we have those folks that we can shoot out a message to, and they'll be in prayer for people that has deep concerns. And so it should be a daily habit for each and every one of us as Christians. And there is a way of living thanks as well as giving thanks. Yes, give thanks daily, give thanks often, but living thanks. And one of the ways, you know, to give, when we give thanks to the small things, And giving thanks can certainly energize our lives, helps us really to see the need of going to God for our needs. We give thanks to God, not because the way we feel. You know, I know that has effect on some people, and oftentimes. And you know, if I only gave thanks on the fact of the way I feel, it would change my prayer life. But we don't give thanks on the way we feel. We give thanks on who He is. And so regardless of how I feel, if I get up this morning and I'm not feeling as good as I did yesterday, I'm not going to slip by my Thanksgiving. It's not how I feel. It is who I'm talking to, who we are talking to, who it is that we are addressing here with our Thanksgiving. When you give thanks to God for the small things, you know what happens? It just opens up for bigger things to come in your life. When we're grateful for the little things, God will just pour on some other things and we'll experience greater things than God's, from God's loving hand. And so living daily in the habit of thanksgiving will certainly change your life or enrich your life. I don't know about you, but I know in past times and years back when I didn't have my daily prayers with God, I'd sometimes get up and just go off without saying anything to God about what was concerned there. Life just wasn't what it is now. And so to have my daily prayer life and to live with thanksgiving, it has really enriched my life. And I think that you people who have experienced that can say amen to that. And if you are not experiencing that, if you just constantly be in that mode of thanksgiving, recognizing how good God is to you and show gratitude by the way you live, you will experience a greater life, an enriched life, that's for sure. While all things may not be good, and you'll say, well, why would you pray, you know, with thanksgiving for that? But you know, I'm quite convinced that you probably have. I have had some things that right at the moment, they didn't seem good. And I've even asked before, God, why this? This just doesn't seem to fit in. This isn't good. But then I've come to realize that not all things are good in life. But I realize this, God can take those things that is not good in our lives and work out good things for us in our lives. And so, yay, sometimes I just have to sit down and I guess it's fair to say, bite the bullet and say, God, I thank you for that. You know, at the time, it didn't seem very good. But now I realize what you've done with it. And you took that thing that wasn't good and turned it into something good. So I'm grateful, Lord, for you doing that. So as we live and as we give and as we see and we experience that what God does in our life, always being in the spirit of thanksgiving. I like what Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is just a special, and all the biblical characters have special place in my life as far as that goes. But Apostle Paul, he's that guy that's always rejoicing, and giving thanks, you know, and in all things and such, and so all circumstances and such. And you just have to look at him and say, Paul, how can you do that? And then when you read in there and he talks to you about that, then you can get the feel of that and you understand that. And he helps you, doesn't it? He helps you to see that, to always give thanks here. Keep your eyes on the goodness of the Lord. It'll help you to stay alert to the needs in your life. Not only will it help you stay alert to the needs in your life, but it'll help you stay alert to the needs of the lives of people around you. And if we do not have a good, thankful relationship with God, we won't be seeing what is around us that we need to be doing are seeing the needs of other people that we need to be praying for, are seeing the needs of other people that we can help in some way or another. So our prayer life and our living, our thanksgiving, being so thankful to God, helps us to see then the needs of other people, as you people have mentioned this morning, and we see on our prayer list there. You know, I like, you know, the old hymn that says, take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he surely bring you out. I like that. If you trust and never doubt, he'll surely bring you out. Take your troubles, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there. And I'll tell you and encourage you this morning, all the cares you have, regardless of what they are, you take them to the Lord and leave them there. He'll work out something good for you out of that. Being in a spirit of thanksgiving will help you to be alert to the needs of others, as I've mentioned here, and especially to the church family. The Bible teaches us very strongly to be concerned about people. But it also teaches us very strongly about this, to be concerned about the needs of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Those of the church family. We've said oftentimes here, if we only had a few dollars, and praise God because of you good people and of your generous giving, Doodle has always had a nice fund for us to be able to work with and helping people in need. But if we only had a few bucks, and there was somebody in need in the community, and somebody in need in this church family, what should we do? The Bible says we have to help those of our own. And then, you know, we can go out and help others. But I've never seen that happen since I've been here. I've always seen where there's somebody in this congregation been in need, or somebody in this community that we know that has a need that has been brought to us that Doodle hasn't been able to take care of for us. Praise God for that. And it's because of our thankfulness and because of the way you people are living and in accordance with God that you see those needs and you're able to do that. Praise God for that. I'm so thankful for that. Someone has said to appreciate what you have before time makes you appreciate what you had. You get that? Appreciate for what you have before time makes you appreciate for what you had. Unthankful people is always in need. That I've seen in my life. Unthankful people, ungrateful people are always in need. People like that are usually not appreciative of what God is doing. But if you appreciate what God is doing for you and what he's working in your life, doing in your life, you will be thankful for that and you appreciate what you have. There's no proverb that says, he that does not thank for little will not thank for much. And again, that goes along with what we said a while ago. If you're not thankful for the little things you have in life, you're not going to experience the bigger things God has for you. So look around what you have, those little things that you've taken for granted. Be very thankful for them. They certainly play a wonderful part in your life, and God uses them in such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ways. A thankful person is a thankful under all circumstances. A complaining person will complain if they live in paradise. Yeah. Have you seen that sometimes? I've seen some people living so well, and yet they complain. Thessalonians 5:18, the Apostle Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. Why do we want to do that, Paul? And then the rest of that verse says, God wills it. God wills it. God wills that his people ought to be thankful for what they have, and they ought to live their thanksgiving. Romans 8:28 gives one reason why we should constantly give thanks, and certainly in all circumstances. And so we'd ask the question again. The Apostle Paul says to give thanks in all circumstances because it's God's will. Why do we want to do that? Romans 5:28 says, you know, here's the reason, because God takes all the circumstances and works them out for good to those who love him and call him to his purpose. Now, folks, many people use that verse, but they forget about the last half of it. And the reason many people don't experience that verse is because they don't consider the last half of it. I've heard many, many people say, oh, you know, God works all things out for good. That's an untruth. That is not true. God does not work all things out for good. Look out in the country. Look out in our nation. Look out in society. How many things can you say today and look at, they're not working good? So this verse says what? God works all things out for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Back up, doing God's will. What's our purpose here? To do God's will. What's God's will? To let everybody know about God. To let everybody know that he blesses from his hand of love. Let everybody know that we have salvation through Christ Jesus. If we're doing those things, if we're living and sharing all that, hey, we can expect then God to work things out for good for us. I really do. And I've said this before, and I think that you can do that. That you can depend upon God to work things out for good for you when you are doing the things he wants you to do. When you are abiding by his will and by his word, you can depend upon, you can be sure that those things will work out for good. So I'm thankful for the circumstances of life, even though that some of them aren't good, because I know that God will take what is good, what is not good, and work out something good for me in my life, if I'll trust him with that. Luke 17, 12, 19, we read a story. Jesus and his disciples are going along. And as they travel along, they approach 10 lepers. And these lepers, they know something about Jesus. They know that he is something different from what they know of man. And the scripture says they cry out and say, Master, have mercy on us. What they were asking, because they were suffering from this dreaded disease of leprosy, what they were asking of Jesus, heal us. Take this miserable thing in my life out of my life. Bring something good into my life. That's what they were looking for. And somehow or another, they had heard and knew about Jesus, and they believed that Jesus could do that. Jesus didn't do anything miraculous. He just simply told them to go and show themselves to the priest. The practice in that day was that lepers were outcast. That lepers were looked upon as people who will no longer exist. In fact, lepers were looked upon that they were cast out and left out the side of the road somewhere to die. Couldn't have contact with society at all. Couldn't have contact with family. Lepers were in dire need. If, and I say if, a leper was healed, then they should go, and they must go to the priest and have the priest to announce them clean. And they would go through a ceremony there. As these 10 lepers, so Jesus didn't do anything. You know, Jesus, when he, one of the blind men, he took up some dust and he spit in the dust and made some spittle and put on his eyes and he could see. To Peter's mother-in-law, when he came into the room and she was ill, I think he took her by the hand and raised her up. and he done things like that along the way. But here in this passage, we don't read him doing anything except saying, go show yourself to the priest. Boy, those lepers understood that. And they didn't stay around. They did what Jesus told them to do. They took off in quite a scurry toward the priest's office. As they went, they saw that they were healed. And it says one of them, as he saw he was healed, he stopped and turned and went back to Jesus and praised him and gave thanks to him. We don't know exactly what happened to the other nine. Jesus asked the question, where's the other nine? We could speculate on that all day. And you know, we could say good things about them too, in our speculation. You know, they were excited, they got healed, they were doing what Jesus told, they went to see the priest. And when they saw the priest and they were announced clean, they probably then went back to the family. Or maybe they went to the temple to worship because they couldn't go to the worship to worship. No leper was allowed in the temple to worship. A leper who was looking to God even. If he desired to go to the temple and worship, he couldn't. So that could be one of those lepers could have had that thing that wasn't good in his life just so that God could work something good for him. Maybe that's what was taking place. But this leper was in a dire need. He couldn't associate with family. He couldn't worship his God. You know, you might take away family, and you might be able to get along with that. But take away your God. If you were shut out, you couldn't worship God. That'd be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But the scripture says this one came back and gave thanks to Jesus and worshiped him. Now, I hate to think this, but is that maybe setting a thing for us to think? Is it possible that that is setting forth the fact that, you know, maybe that only 1 out of 10 gives thanks to the Lord? You know, sometimes I think about that, and I think about what's going on out in the workaday life, and I think about how God has blessed mankind, period. And you know, it might not be too far out of the way. 1 out of 10 comes back to praise the Lord and thank you for it. If you drove down your road this morning, which you did, could you count 10 people on your road that's not where you're at right now? I wouldn't doubt that most of us could do that. Isn't that an awful thought to think that God would bless 10 people and only one would come back and thank him for it? If that be the case, wouldn't that be a poor, representation for mankind? I would think it would be. I'm so glad that you're thankful people. I'm so glad that we have here at Porter a people of thanks, people who give thanks daily, people who live their thanks. We see that in your lives, and we see what God does for you because you do that. Be thankful. If 9 others doesn't, you be thankful. You be thankful. Encourage those 9 others. But you know, something worse than that is this. You and I are afflicted with something more grievous than leprosy. That's sin. that's sin. Until we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I look out here and I see about everybody here has, as far as I know, if you're not, I hope that you would. When we came to the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of our sins, certainly believing in Christ to be the very Savior, and we were baptized, washed away our sins, we were cleansed. You see, we had been to the high priest. Jesus is called our high priest. And we came to him for cleansing, just like you cried out for him. You were just as that leper on the side of the road, and Jesus came your way, and you cried out, and he cleansed you. And you see, when this leper was cleansed, when this leper goes to the priest, and this priest acknowledged him to be cleansed, him or her, they were then allowed to go back to the family. They were allowed then to participate in society. They were allowed to go back to the temple and worship their God. And think about us. We who were deep in sin were shut off from God. And we who were deep in sin, who believed in Christ and come and have been cleansed by him, and Jesus has acknowledged us clean, and we can come to the temple, so to speak. We can come before God, and we're a part of his family. That's tremendous, isn't it? And again, I say, I praise God for each and every one of you who has made that decision for Jesus, who have realized that you had leopard spots of sin all over you, and you came to Jesus and you were cleansed. And then I say also, if someone here that hasn't done that, if you want to be a part of God's family, if you wanted to associate with the heavenly host, if you want to communicate with the Father God in heaven, we invite you, encourage you to do that, to come and receive Jesus. Come to the high priest and be recognized and be cleansed of him. Be announced clean, clean and holy. The leper received healing. He must go to show himself then to the priest, declared clean. And we have come to Jesus. And he has said to the Father God, he said, this is my child. He or she has been cleansed. I hope that you're so thankful that you not only kneel daily and give thanks for that, but you live your thanksgiving day by day. I pray that you do that. As we leave here this morning, not only giving thanks, but living thanks. If you can't give thanks to God for your cleansing, come today and be cleansed. If you have been cleansed through Christ Jesus, then leave this place and live your life of thanksgiving as we stand and as we sing. Thank you, wonderful people of God, for being in the Lord's house.
I know you had a busy week, and it would have been very easy to sit by, but you come to this place and honor God and praise Him and seek Him. And I thank you for that, and I praise you for that. You're doing what the Lord desires for you to do. He'll bless you for that. Robert, would you ask God's blessing on us as we leave?
Most Holy Lord, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to come into your house and sing praises and worship thy name. We thank you, Lord, for all the many, many blessings you've given us this year, Lord. We look forward to the many blessings to come, Lord, and we ask you to help us to always have a very heart full of thanksgiving. We ask you, Lord, to bring us here safely again next Sunday. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.